AI Briefing, July 6, 2026. Welcome back. For stories today, and they're all about control, who controls your search, your operating system, your content, and your AI dependencies. First up, for the first time in 25 years, Google redesigned the search box. The familiar white rectangle with a blinking cursor is gone. Starting this week, the new search box dynamically expands for longer, conversational queries, accepts images, PDFs, videos, and even open Chrome tabs as inputs. They've also merged AI overviews and AI mode into a single seamless flow, so you can get an AI summary, then continue into a back-and-forth conversation, all without switching interfaces. Google's calling this the biggest upgrade to search since its debut. It's a clear signal that they see the future not as a keyword engine, but as a multimodal AI conversation backed by the entire web. Whether that works for publishers remains the open question. Speaking of control, Microsoft's Copilot OS leaked. A video surfaced showing Ion, a stripped-down Windows concept designed entirely around agentic AI. Think Chrome OS, but built by Microsoft, centered on the Edge browser, web apps, and constant Copilot presence. Sources at Windows Central confirmed it's a real internal exploration from 2024. There's no word on whether it'll actually ship, but it gives us a window into Microsoft's thinking about an AI-native operating system, separate from traditional Windows. Cloudflare is also drawing lines. Starting September 15th, they're blocking bots that scrape ad-supported websites for both search indexing and AI training, using the same crawler. The idea is to force AI companies to separate their crawlers by purpose, so publishers can choose which ones to allow. They've introduced a three-category system: search bots, agent bots, and training bots. It's a pragmatic move that gives content owners real granularity. No more all-or-nothing blocking. And finally, the Claude Fable 5 saga. You'll remember Fable 5 launched June 9th to huge acclaim, then got pulled 3 days later by a U.S. export control order. It's now back with tighter safeguards. But here's the interesting part. A VentureBeat survey of 145 enterprises during the blackout found that two-thirds had already hedged their model strategy before the outage happened. 51% blend closed frontier models with open-weight models on their own infrastructure, and another 16% are moving core workflows off closed APIs entirely. Only a third was all-in on a single provider. The lesson is sinking in. If you bet everything on one frontier model, you're one government order away from having nothing. That's it for the main briefing. Episode 2 covers local models, automation tools, and AI for developers.